And you are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. Worthy to glorify you. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy to be glorified.
You are worthy,
Jehovah.
You are worthy to be
glorified.
You are worthy, Lord.
You are worthy, Lord.
You are worthy to be glorified.
You are worthy,
Jehovah.
You are worthy to
be glorified.
You are worthy,
Lord.
You are worthy, Lord.
You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy,
Jehovah.
You are worthy to be
to be glorified.
You are worthy,
Lord.
You are worthy,
Lord. To be
glorified.
You are worthy,
Jehovah.
You
are worthy to be glorified.
You are worthy,
Lord. Ooh.
You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. Shut up, Allah. Father visits us today. Touch somebody this morning. Let your power, let your presence overwhelm this service this morning. Let not one person live here today the same way they have come. Thank you for this blessing Sunday. Thank you because the blessing is what shall answer. We worship you, we honor you, and we adore you. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome to the first Sunday of the month of October. Welcome to the blessing Sunday of October. The blessing of God that will come upon you today, no devil shall stop. In Jesus' name. We are going to be looking at a spillover subject from last month that will help us to maybe come close to finishing what our syllabus was for last month. But also, a very, very important factor for the release of the blessing of God in our lives. It is destiny-destroying character, part 6a. Psalm 1, verse 1 to 3, told us, he said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And it shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Our objective is the same, understanding character traits that destroy destiny. And today, we shall be looking at one of the most dangerously destiny-destroying character that exists. And it is called envy. It's a very dangerously destiny-destroying character. It's very subtle, but very dangerous. We dealt with pride, we dealt with lie, we dealt with theft. This is envy. Examples abound throughout Scripture of individuals that were destroyed by this force. Our first example here is Lucifer. The crash of Lucifer was a combination of envy and pride. In Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12 to verse 16, the Bible said, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How are you cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou sayest in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. I will be like the Most High. That is where you see the envy there. I will be like the Most High. I'm reading on. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms? I will be like the Most High. Have you ever tried to assist somebody up only for them to begin to engage you in competition? Have you ever tried to say, let me raise you? That was what happened to Lucifer. This man began to envy the position of his maker. It was the kind of way that Lot engaged Abraham in contention. Abraham was the one who brought Lot up. Then suddenly, what can you be that I can't be? I have arrived. Envy. And that envy crushed Lucifer to the pit. When next you see someone you are trying to help, you actually helped to come up, begin to contend with you, remember Lucifer. Example number two. Joseph's brethren, the brothers of Joseph. In Genesis chapter 37 and in verse 4, we saw when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak favorably with him. They envied him. The envy led to hatred when they saw that his father loved him more than them. Listen, most times envy and hatred will come because of a favor you didn't ask for. Joseph did not ask his father to love him more than the brethren. It was not the doing of Joseph that endeared him to his father. Promotions you are getting that you didn't lobby for. Possibilities you are experiencing that you didn't struggle for. Maybe graces and giftings you found in your life that you didn't give yourself. It's going to provoke envy. Furthermore, if you look at verse 8 and in verse 11 of Genesis 37, and his brethren said to him after he dreamt his dreams, shall thou indeed reign over us, or shall thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. In verse 11, and his brethren envied him after he dreamt again, but his father observed the sayings. In Acts chapter 7 and in verse 9, we saw, also referring to Joseph, and the patriarchs moved with envy, sold Joseph into Egypt, but God was with him. So what do you learn from Joseph? That favor you didn't ask for will attract envy. Graces and giftings you didn't give yourself will attract envy. We also learned from Joseph that every time you dare to dream big, it will attract envy and hatred. Who do you think you are? You are claiming that you want to achieve this? Every time you dare to be different, it is going to attract envy and hatred. That was Joseph. That was Lucifer. What is the meaning and character of envy? This message is beneficial in two ways. So that you are not a victim to be envied, and then you are not an envious person to ruin your own destiny. What is the meaning and the character of envy? First, in Oxford's Dictionary of English, he said, envy is a feeling of discontented or resentful longing. Discontented or resentful longing aroused by someone else's possessions, qualities, or let me call it favor. They said luck, but this is favor. A feeling of discontented, resentful longing aroused by someone's possessions, their qualities, or their favor. That is, someone got a possession. The ICT will place that meaning on the screen right now. Someone got possessions. Someone got qualities. Someone got favor. Or what they wrote luck, actually. And then, somebody is discontentedly and angrily feeling that they should be the one to have that. Anger that, why am I not the one in that position? Why am I not the one with this opportunity? Why am I not the one who married that husband? You know, the kind of things that happen in this world is so terrible. You know, in our position, we get prayer requests from people all the time. A woman sent me a message yesterday. He says, Pastor, please pray for me. She said, a strange woman stepped into my house and pushed me out of my house. And this strange woman now is in control of my family, including my children. He said, my first son graduated from school, and this strange woman is the one who went there to represent the mother. And I am alive. That is, this man went with this woman as the mother of the children, of the child. And she warned the children not to call their mother. They should call her only Saturday and Sunday. And she must probably be around to watch what they are talking. What a devil. Now, even if the devil turned into a woman, will he behave like that? Terrible. That is, on the graduation day, father of the child, mother of the child come, and this devil is the one coming out as the mother. You will never experience such a thing in your life. You will never experience such a thing in your family. If you are saying amen, say it louder, amen. So there is that resentful longing. Instead of being happy with the result of the person, is angry. And the anger means I should have been the one. Who do you think you are to be the one? Envy. What is that man preaching that we cannot preach? Maybe there is something they are doing we don't know. Envy. It's a feeling of discontented or resentful longing aroused by someone else's possessions, qualities, or favor. That is, they are angrily longing for what somebody has. They are bitter, longing for what somebody has. Envy. Secondly, it's my definition. Envy is the orchestration of conspiracy. An opposition towards someone because of their results, impact, or superior accomplishment. It's the orchestration of conspiracy and opposition or opposition towards someone because of results of their results, impact, or superior accomplishment. This is where there is a gang up, a conspiracy against a person because he has results or he has impact, he has accomplishment. That was what happened. Where we just read now about Joseph in Acts chapter 7 verse 9. And they said the patriarchs, they moved with envy. Sold Joseph into Egypt. Let's sell this dreamer and see how his dream can come to pass. Envy has killed before. Envy can easily kill a person. Easily lead to murder. And we'll look at that shortly. But do you understand that envy is not even, this orchestration of conspiracy is not limited to worldly accomplishments? Do you understand that? A major reason, one reason why Jesus Christ was crucified was envy. I'm sure you haven't seen that before. Matthew 27, verse 17 to 18, it will shock you. Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, whom will you that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus which is called Christ? For he knew that for envy, they had delivered him. That is, they handed Jesus over to be killed out of envy. Pharisees, Sadducees, scribes, they are saying, where did this boy come from? We have been in this temple preaching before he was born. Nobody heard us. Yet this guy will go to the wilderness and they will gather there. He will go to the seaside and they will gather there. Anywhere he went, crowd followed him. Let's kill him. For envy, a whole crucifixion was anchored on envy. There are some of us seated here today that has become a very massive victim of persecution because of envy. Some, you have not even achieved anything yet. But the envy is so massive because they can smell what is coming. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? That was not all. Paul the Apostle, massive envy. In Acts chapter 13 and in verse 44, Acts 13 verse 44, and the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of God. But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy and speak against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. They spoke against those things. Paul stepped into a city and the whole city gathered into church. And those who claimed to be spiritual people began to counteract what Paul was speaking. Am I communicating? Some of the attacks that some of our leaders have experienced in church, especially people rising up and saying that what that person is saying, preaching, is not correct. These are some of the attacks are born out of massive envy and competitive jealousy. Little-minded people who are absolutely irrelevant, will not amount to nothing on earth, because what you attack, you can't attract. Are you following what I'm saying here? So they begin to attack those they envy. They begin to attack those they cannot become like. They begin to attack those who have results that dwarf their existence. And it's not of him that willeth or runneth, it of God that showeth mercy. They began to contradict what Paul was preaching. began to blaspheme what Paul was blaspheming. Paul began to neutralize what Paul was saying. They began to say, no, that is not correct. He's saying something else. Envy. Is God speaking to somebody here? So can you imagine that envy can leave worldly things and also enter into the gospel? And so don't be shocked that envy left that realm and entered even, and I'll talk about that in another service. Don't be shocked that for doing good to widows, you will be envied still. Somebody say a loud amen. Lift your right hand and say, Father, I refuse the plague of envy. I refuse the plague of envy. It shall never be my portion. Say a loud amen. The basic reason for this preaching is to make everyone here to be envy free. Because I've heard from one or two persons, when I got promotion, congratulations were low. I've heard from people. I had a lot of friends until my wedding cards came out. And then those who would greet me and congratulate me became few. Because wedding card came out. This thing is so subtle. It has destroyed many people. Wedding card came out and no more greeting. And they see you, they just look as if you are. I told you before. Those who will not congratulate you when success happens, their commiseration when anything opposite happens is hypocrisy. Those who cannot say congratulations, I heard you were promoted. Who comes to you and say, I'm so sorry, I heard that your elderly father passed. That sorry is hypocrisy. Don't take them serious. They don't mean it. They are only on the lookout for what is negative. And they are quick to say, I'm sorry. But they are never quick to say, congratulations. They are never quick to say, I am happy. The world is filled with such people. Please, don't let this thing tamper with your destiny. This is the first reason why this is being said. Am I communicating at all? What are the consequences of envy? Consequences. Job chapter 5 and in verse 2. He said, for wrath killeth the foolish man, and envy slayeth the silly one. Hi. Number one, envy makes people silly and foolish. It makes people silly and foolish. Silly. Silly, foolish, childish behavior are exhibited by envy. Silly, foolish, childish steps are taken. Envy will suspend your reasoning. It suspends your wisdom. Matured person is behaving like a child because of envy. He looks at you coming, he turns away his face. Not knowing that he saw how you saw him turning away his face. Right? Greet five people, you are greeting, and when you reach him, he just turns his face and behaving so mumushiously. All senses suspended, reasoning suspended, behavior, immature, primordial, stone age. That will never be your portion. No. A wise person who has character and who does not have envy can withstand the success of people. Oh yeah, congratulations, I heard that God just promoted you. It is well with you. May God do more for you. May everything God has in mind for you be fulfilled. That is my own operation. I wish people well as a seed for my life. If I say it should be well with you, no devil can say it should be evil with me. If I say you should become everything God wants you to become, no devil can stop me from becoming who I am meant to become. No devil born in hell. And what you are to become cannot stop what I'm to become. I'm going to talk about that shortly. Envy makes people silly. It makes people foolish. It makes people childish in behavior. Number two, envy kills. Envious people easily die before their time by the same foolishness of behavior. Envy slayeth the silly. You will not die before your time. You will not die before your time. I'm going to rush the rest and then elaborate more in other services. Thirdly, envy attacks health and vitality. It attacks health and vitality. We'll look at that. We'll look at that in the next service. Number four, envy breeds uncontrollable temper. Again, we'll look at that in the next service. Fifthly, envy results in shame. That might lead us into the third service. Look at this. Envy, which normally results in hatred in bracket, enhances further divine openings for the envied. That is, if you envy a person, you are only opening more doors to make you more angry. So if you don't want to get further angry, calm down. I'll look at that in the third service with examples from scripture. You see, whenever a person is hated, God is attracted to that person. And of course, envy is in the same class with murder and leads to eternal damnation. 1 John chapter 3, verse 14 to 15, this will be universal for all the points. He said, we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whoso hated his brother, that's those who envy, he said, is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. I see help coming for somebody. What is the treatment for envy? Therapy and treatment. I have about 8 tablets. But 3 of them will be released in this service and will go on like that. Number one, realize that there is a glory allocation. For every child of God. Every child of God has an allocation of glory. Realize that. Because we are seeds of Abraham, and Abraham's seeds are stars. Galatians chapter 3, verse 29. Galatians chapter 3 and in verse 29. He said, and if you be Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. What does it mean to be an Abraham's seed? It means to be a star. Genesis chapter 15 and in verse 5. Genesis 15 and in verse 5, the Bible said, and he brought him forth abroad and said, look now toward heaven and tell the stars, if you be able to number them, so shall thy seed be. So to be a seed of Abraham, we already see of Abraham like we saw, is to be a star. Genesis chapter 26 and in verse 4, is to be a star. And I will make thy seed, now God speaking to Isaac, to multiply as the stars of heaven. So every seed of Abraham is a star. You are a seed of Abraham, you are a star. Somebody say, I am a star. I am a seed of Abraham. I am a star. What is the meaning of that to you? 1 Corinthians 15:41. There is a glory of the stars. There is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star differeth from another star in glory. So just realize, you are a star. You are a seed of Abraham, so you are a star. You are a star, so you have a glory allocation that should set to you. I have my allocation of glory. You have your allocation of glory. Number two, realize that no one's success happens at the expense of another one. No one's success happens at the expense of another's. No one's shining happens at the expense of another's. That is, you are not down because somebody is up. You can be up too. You are not at the back because somebody is in the front. You can be in the front too. That is, nobody is blocking you from who you are meant to be or where you are meant to be. Realize that and let it kill envy. Am I communicating at all? 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and in verse 18, the Bible said, but we all, with an open face, 2 Corinthians rather, we all with an open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory. So all of us can be changed equally into glory. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. Say the loudest amen. Is this making sense to anybody at all? So don't hate anybody because they are there. Find out what they did to be there. Understudy them, if possible. Be excited with them. Believe the God that they believed in. And you can be there too. Somebody say amen. I'm sure you know that whatever you attack, you never attract. Whatever you hate, you can't have. Whatever you don't like, you must lack. Very, very important. Very important. Thirdly, realize that the gifts, graces, and abilities of God are in levels. They are in levels. Gifts, the gifts, the graces, and the abilities of God are in levels. We all don't have the same level. That is the reality of life. Matthew chapter 25 and in verse 15. He said, to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1. To every man according to his several ability. And straightway he took his journey. There is the mystery of the talent. That is the the fact of the matter. There are people who will have money in billions of dollars and naira. There are those who will have in billions and in millions. There are those who may have in millions of naira. There are those who may have business that they are controlling in 125 countries, 150 countries. There are those controlling business, kingdom business, in 50 countries, some in 5 or in 10, according to their several ability. If you make the man to coordinate business in 150 countries, he may run mad because he is not wired for such. So, you don't compete with the man's ability. Maximize your own ability. Am I communicating at all? No matter how hard people try, not everybody will be able to pastor 1 million people. He's not wired to do so. That's the truth of the matter. He's not wired to do so. So, you just find out what God has in mind for you, and then maximize your life within that range of ability and celebrate yourself. Somebody say amen. See me dance like this. Somebody say the man is dancing like that. And he said, let me also try and do my leg. One bishop said he might need an orthopedic surgeon to be nearby, bone doctor. Case he fall. And the truth of the matter is, even within dance, there are different dances. There is Ogirinya dance. There are different dances. There is the river style. All matter. So find out the one that is, and just enjoy it. I'm using that as an example for different things. If you are an eagle, don't struggle to be a lion. Just soar in the sky. If you are a lion, don't struggle to be an elephant. Don't struggle. Just leave the elephant to do his thing. The only thing I will say to you is that ensure that you are not a vulture. Someone say loud amen. This is very important. Let me rush through the rest because of time, which I will deal with in the next service. Fourthly, realize that no one can receive anything except it is given from God. Realize that. Like I said again, I'll deal with that in the next service. No one can receive anything from above except we be given. Also, fifthly, realize that faithfulness at your current level is what qualifies you for promotion to higher levels. And we'll deal with that again in the next service. A person will be faithful at current levels. All the things I see myself doing now in ministry and in life, it didn't start at the scratch. I'm sure those who knew me in secondary school will be surprised at several things they are seeing now. Your faithfulness at your current level qualifies you for promotion to higher levels. Sixthly, realize that goodwill towards others will provoke success in your own life. I will elaborate on that more in the next service. Good in the third service. Goodwill towards others. When it is happening for others, you are happy. Seventh, realize that envy and hatred consolidates stagnation and frustration. When you are envious and you are hateful of those moving forward, You are only concretizing your stagnation and establishing your frustration. There's nothing that will move you from there. And again, I'll deal with that in subsequent services. And of course, realize that envy and hatred will guarantee eternity in hellfire. We saw that already. Eternity in hellfire. This thing will not be completed, or will not be complete, until I add one thing. If you are a victim of envy, what do? That is, you are the one being envied. God is lifting you, helping you, and you are being hated and being envied. Number one, refuse to lose focus. Intensify your focus. Intensify your focus. So that your speed can remain. Refuse to be dragged into distraction. Refuse to take your face away from where you are going. Proverbs chapter 4, believe it's in verse 25, where he said, let your eyes look right on. Let your eyelids look straight before you. Verse 26, ponder the path of your feet so that your ways can be established. Don't turn left, don't turn right. Just be brutally focused. So that you can get more of the result that is getting people mad. So they can run madder. If you lose focus, they succeeded. A major attempt of envy is the breaking of focus. A major attempt of hatred is the breaking of focus. A major attempt of conspiracy and opposition is to see if your focus can be broken. Once your focus has been broken, your impact is gone. That's right. This was not in my notes before I came. But the Holy Ghost reminded me on the altar that the people shouldn't be left standing. If I am the one, if I'm not envying people, I'm the one being envied, what do I do? Refuse to lose focus. And number two, refuse to be dragged into strife. Refuse to be dragged into strife. Refuse to become a victim now of hatred and bitterness. They are hating me, they are talking against me, and then you become bitter and hateful. They still succeed if you did that. Because in James chapter 3 and in verse 16, the Bible says, for where envy, which leads to strife, is, there is confusion and every evil work. So when there is envy, the devil wants you to be drawn into strife. And then when the strife arrives, because they are hating me and envying me, so you are angry and striving with them, you open the door for evil. Stand up on your feet. That's right. Those, I heard from my father and the Lord Bishop, he said, those who strive for excellence, they don't strive with people. If you are gunning for the front, you have no time to quarrel with the people around. You don't have the time. You are just, there is something right there in front of you. You are heading for, and you have no time to strive with people in the background. Lift up your hands and lift up your voices and let us give him the praise. What a word to hear on the first Sunday of this month. Lift your hands, lift your hands, lift your voice, and let's appreciate the King of Kings. Let's appreciate the Lord of Lords. Let's appreciate the I Am that I Am, the Ancient of Days, the Lily of the Valley, the Rose of Sharon. Father, we love you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Father, we magnify you. Thank you, and thank you, and thank you, and thank you, in the name of Jesus. Two prayers quickly. Say, Father, thank you for your word to me this morning. Louder, say, Father, thank you for your word to me this morning. Father, I receive deliverance from the plague of envy. I receive deliverance from the plague of envy. I can be a victim of envy, and I cannot succumb to the effects of envy. I receive the grace to be everything you want me to be. I receive that grace, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God. I receive that grace.
Put my hands in the hands of the Lord. I put my hands in the hands of the Lord. I put my hands in the hands of the Lord. I cannot fail. Jesus never failed. I put my hands in the hands of the Lord. I put my hands in the hands of the Lord. I put my hands
lift up your hands and say, Father, I receive help to live free of this character destroyed, of this destiny destroying character trait. I receive the grace to be free of this destiny destroying character trait. I receive the grace to be free from it now. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and speak to God.
I cannot fail. Jesus never failed. I put my hands in the hands of the Lord. I put my hands in the hands of the Lord. I put my hands in the hands of the Lord.
I cannot fail, cause Jesus never fails.
Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. With hands uplifted, if you are anywhere here today and you want to hand over your life to Jesus, you want to make your sins forgiven, you quickly step forward here as we receive you this morning. Pick your Bibles and your bags and say, Pastor, you have preached on envy, but now I know that I need Jesus. I want my sins forgiven. I want Jesus to be Lord over my life. I want today to mark a new day for me. I want to be born again. I want to hand over my life to God. I want to be free. Pick your Bibles. Pick your bags and come forward. I give you the count of seven as you come.
Lord, I give you my heart. Oh, Lord, I give you my soul.
One.
Live for you.
When they come, the communion servants can also come forward for the service.
Every moment I'm away.
Every moment I'm away.
Of your way, Lord.
Have your way.
Everybody sing. Broken, backsliding, addictions, smoking, drinking, womanizing, Indian hemp, gambling, masturbation, lesbianism, and any form of life that you know is contrary to God. Quickly pick your Bibles and your bags and still come forward. I've got my mind made up. Take that and quickly come forward at the count of five. One.
I've got my mind
made
up.
Three. Quickly come forward and rededicate yourself to God.
I've
got my mind.
I've got my mind made up.
Four.
And I won't turn back.
Five.
But I won't see my Jesus someday.
I've got my mind made up. While the communion is being passed, pick only one, please. If you have picked two, ask them to return so you can drop one. For the sake of allowing it to go around everybody, the best you can do is to use what you have to fertilize anyone you have, but don't pick two for one person. One for one person. Please bear that in mind. God bless you.
Goodbye,
world. Stay no longer with you. Goodbye, pleasure. Stay no longer with you. Go that way the rest of my life. Made up my mind to go that way the rest of my life.
Be your name, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat. Place your hand on your chest, those of you outside here, and say after me again. Say, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. I ask that you forgive me my sins. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you right now. I declare the hold of sin broken. Grace to live for God is released upon you. In Jesus' name.